Maybe. Are in better position to talk on this topic. But anyway, I have been told to initiate the most auspicious festival coming up to create that mood. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita he has already made this announcement. This is a very famous verse, very familiar verse. I'm sure all of you have heard this before. This verse is Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam sajamyaham paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha dushkritam Dharma samstapnartayo sambhavami yuge yuge. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of a religion, at that time I descend myself. And in the following verse, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manokrishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he has declared, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. So in the history, the Lord has appeared again and again. And what is the objective? Why he has appeared? First is to protect the devotees. Second is to annihilate the miscreants. And third is to establish the principles of religion. So there are many avatars. They have come again and again. There are unlimited avatars. It is said that there are avatars just like there are waves in the ocean. How many waves are there? Unlimited waves. So there are unlimited avatars. So especially in our country, we are very fortunate. The Lord has come again and again. But then they have come with a mission. They fulfilled that mission and they have gone back. Never ever before any avatar has descended and has proclaimed that I am coming down to give love of God or the topmost thing, sweetness, never before in the history, at least in one day of Brahma. So that is something which we are going to talk. What is the objective of our life? The objective of our life is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, prema pramartho mahan. That is to develop love for God. So avatars have appeared not only in India, they have appeared in different parts of the world. Not only in this world, they also appear in higher planets like Brahma Loka, Janar Loka, many other planets. But then they come with a mission. Like for example, Lord Narsingadev appeared. He appeared to protect Prahlad and to kill Hiranyakashipu. Then Lord Ramachandra came. He came to kill Ravana and to establish religious principles. That is dharma. But never before an avatar has declared that I want to give the topmost. So this is the uniqueness or the fortune what we have, because this just happened 500 years back. So something to meditate on, to understand what is the opportunity we have. When Lord came 5,000 years back, that was Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna, when he came, he established also something very unique, topmost thing, which many avatars didn't show. The relationship what he showed with his followers, his devotees, his associates, is amazing. The type of loving relationship they had is something very topmost thing. Of course, we all talk about love. The love here in this world is a perverted reflection. No doubt there is love. But then what is the nature of that love? There is love between mother and son. There is love between friends. There is love between husband and wife. There is love between lover and beloved. But what is the nature of that love? That mellow, that sweetness, it never lasts long. It is in the course of time it becomes bitter. For example, mother's love for child is very unique, very selfless. But that same relationship when the son grows up, many times the mother says, I hope you have not taken birth in my womb. Because he creates so much problems. So where is the love gone? Because that love is in connection with this body, with identification with this body, it never lasts long because the body keeps changing. And not only that, it doesn't touch the soul. So that relationship doesn't last long. Or even the relationship between a master and a servant. It's very difficult. Of course, there are days where a servant will be very loyal. But now, it is said in IT companies, if you work for 2 years, then you are given an award that, you know, you worked here for 2 years. So that loyalty, that mood is not there. So love is there, but it's a perverted reflection. But what did the Lord show that love? The Lord also had many servants. He had his friends as cowherd boys. Then, of course, he had his parents. So he had the sakis, the gopis. So different type of relationship the Lord had. But then the relationship was such, it was so intimate that they never ever thought that he is Lord. If they think that he is Lord, then the love becomes less. And the Lord would also not like that type of relationship. When there is Aishwarya Bhav, what is Aishwarya Bhav? When the one who is serving, he sees the Lord as, oh, you are so great. You are the creator. You are the controller. You are the master of all the demigods, and I am so insignificant. That is also love. But the Lord doesn't like that type of relationship. Because in Madhurya, their sweetness is something else. For example, there was a case, I don't remember the name of the minister in UK. He had an appointment with someone. So that person was waiting for him. He told the secretary, I have an appointment with this person who is a minister, prime minister. So the secretary said, no, he's very busy, you can't meet him now. So he waited for 1 hour. I started wondering, this is a very important thing I have. What is so important that he's still not available? He knows it, it's a very important thing, I'm waiting for him. 2 hours passed. He asked the secretary, what is happening? No, you can't meet him. So he, on his own, wanted to know that what is so important that he's so busy. So he opened the door and he saw this man, elderly man, was on his hands and knees and his grandchild on his shoulder. And the grandchild was telling grandfather, go this way, go this way. And the grandfather was relishing that relationship. So, of course, this prime minister has many servants who will salute him, who would be very submissive to him. That is also love. But where is the sweetness? The sweetness is in his grandchild, the relationship. So that is Madhurya, that sweetness. So when the Lord had, in the past, many other avatars had come, there were many, of course, many devotees had, they were followers, they had become devotees, maybe pure devotees. But always there was a condition of following regulative principles, following the Vedic principles. There were some rules laid down. Of course, that doesn't mean that for that sweetness, for them there was no rules and regulations. Because even those residents of Vrindavan, even if someone would tell them that this Lord Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead, they would hear it, but then they would not care for it. They would say, doesn't care. I would say, he is Krishna, you know, we are attracted to him. Of course, that doesn't mean that, you know, for that we don't have to follow any rules and regulations. We have to follow because those residents, they already gone through all those things in their past life and they've attained that position where they can intimately relate to Krishna. So this same, that Aishwarya Bhav, which is in Vaikuntha, that four-handed form, many avatars had come and shown. So Lord Krishna, after these pastimes in Vrindavan, when he went back to the spiritual world, he started thinking that it is a long time that I have not given that sweetness which I had with the residents of Vrindavan. So he thought like this, I have to come and give them. Of course, following all the Vedic principles and all, you become pure, but it takes a long time. Slowly, purification, purification. For in this age, Kali Yuga, the Lord had taught that I will come down. So that is that avatar. Not avatar. He's avatari. He's the Lord himself. He's coming down. And he appears. He says that I will appear in Navadvip, in the district, Nadia district, and I will establish Yuga Dharma. And what is that Yuga Dharma? Sankirtan. Of course, For us, it appears very ordinary, Sankirtan. People misunderstand, you know, what are you people are doing? Just jumping around, dancing. But that is what he established. And through that, he wanted to give the highest, which never before any avatar had given. So even before he came, there were references. There were references like, even when Krishna was there, when Nanda Maharaj, he called Garga Muni to read the horoscope of this child. When he read the horoscope, he said, "Well, this is not an ordinary child." So he told Nanda Maharaj that this child has appeared already in Satyug. By that time, his Varna was white. But then he had appeared in Treta, the reddish color. Then in Dwapara Yug, bluish, blackish color. But he's going to appear again in Kali Yuga, that is golden color. So already there is prediction. And also in Mahabharata, there is also just a few references for us to understand. It says in Vishnu Sahasranam Stotra, Suvarna Varna Hemango, Varangas Chandanangadi, Sanyasakrit Shama Santo, Nesta Shanti Parayana. So very authorized, it says, the Lord has a golden complexion. His entire body, which is very nicely constituted, is like molten gold. Sandalwood pulp is smeared all over his body. He will take the fourth order of spiritual life, that is sannyas. He'll be very self-controlled. He will be distinguished from Mayavadi sannyasis in that he will be fixed in devotional service and will spread the Sankirtan moment. So there is some description about his form, that how will he appear. Of course, there are further references. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is said, the beautiful form, how will be there. Ajano lambita bujo kanakav dhato, sankirtane kapitaro kamalaya taksho, vishwam baro dvijajaro yugadharma palo, vande jagat priya karo karuna avataro. So this is one more reference, which says that what type of form, both Gauranga and Nityananda, their bhuja, broad-shouldered, long hands, lotus-like eyes, golden complexion. They will be the guardians of religious principles, the most munificent. And again, they initiate the congregational chanting of the holy names. So this is just a beginning that to understand that. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also says, this avatar, never before anyone had distributed, they came to distribute. And that is, where is that gone? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Anarpita charim chirata karunavatirna kolo samarpayitum unnato jalara samshri bhakti shriyam hari purada sundare duti kadamba sandipita sadha hridaya kandare spuratu sachinandana. Anarpita, what does anarpita means? Arpita means to give. Anarpita means never before. Chirata means for a long time, never been given. Karunaya avartina kalo, in this age of Kali Yuga, this most compassionate avatar, what he'll come to give? Unnato jvala rasam, the topmost sweetness, madhurya. What form? Hari purata sundara, again same, the golden form. Sadha hridaya kandare spuratu sachinandana. So this is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also endorsing in his scriptures that how the Lord appears in this form. So what did the Lord do when he came? His whole mission was to establish Sankirtan movement. So even before he appeared, even before he manifested, he induced people to chant the holy name. How is that possible? He appeared during the month of Falgun And that time there was total lunar eclipse. So it is a very inauspicious thing. So in Navadvip, because it is an inauspicious thing, to make it very auspicious, people were the bank of Ganges and they were chanting the holy name. And those who are not from that faith, they were also making fun of them and they were also chanting. So in this form, all auspiciousness was created and he appeared as a small child in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. So he was named as Nimai and also Gaurang. Of course, later he was called Vishwambar. Then when he took sannyas, he was called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So this way there were different names. But then when he was again a small baby, again that time also he wanted to extract this from everyone who was around him. Because this is the Yuga Dharma. So as a small child, he'll be crying. And when a child cries, what do usually mothers, what they do? They try to pat the child. Sometimes they lift the child. Sometimes they try to turn upside down. Something will make the child keep quiet. Everything was tried, but the child will not keep quiet. And what do you think must have made the child quiet? When they started chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Of course, that time he had not established this Mahamantra. He was getting this from them, that holy name, and when he used to chant, when everyone used to chant, he would become quiet. So this was a regular pastime. Whenever he would cry, then the neighbors will come and they will chant. So as he grew up, then as an adult, or even before that, they will be going around in the streets, in the villages. Again, what was it? What they will be doing? Chanting the holy name. And he specially taught us how to also chant with the hands raised and dancing. What do you mean by hands raised? Many times we are very hesitant in the beginning when you come to the temple to raise the hand. We are very ashamed. Okay, what will people think about me? I'm chanting like this. But what the Lord wanted to say is, this is Sharanagati. You raise your hand, you say that I have nothing. Everything is yours. I am Kangal. Please accept me. And not only that, with hands raised, you can express your joy. You dance like this, swing and dance. Of course, it is also said that when you raise your hands and you chant, the sound vibration purifies the higher planets also. Just like this. So he taught this. With Nityanand, they would go. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also mentions in one of the bhajan, how early in the morning, of course, early in the morning they would go. Udhilo aruna puraba bhage. Dvijamani gora amani jage. Bhakate bhakata sammuha koilo saate. Kela naghara bhaj. So this would be the pastime. Just going and chanting, chanting. But then as the pastimes progress further, but then beginning they would be chanting only daytime. But then in Srivas Thakur's house, they will be chanting at night also. Day and night. How can anyone chant day and night? Is it possible? How can you go on chanting? Because they were pure. Because they were pure, so they had that taste, they could feel, experience that sweetness. You didn't need anything. But when we hear this holy name, we can't go on. If you can go on, then you have that same. Prabhupada says, why is it like this? If you don't have taste, Prabhupada said, spiritual point of view, we are also diseased. To explain that, he would say that a person who has got jaundice, many of you, maybe you have experienced what is jaundice. So in the state of jaundice, anything sweet, it is bitter. But sugarcane juice, which is very sweet, it is bitter. But sugarcane juice is the treatment for jaundice. So what happens to that person when he goes on taking that sugarcane juice? So as his jaundice goes down, he starts experiencing the sweetness. So similarly, because we know the history of only this life, we don't know what was the past, what species we have gone through, what things we have acquired. We have been in this material world for a long time. What desires you acquired. So where is the question about getting taste? But one thing is sure, that you go on taking this, just like you go on taking sugarcane juice, the jaundice goes down and you experience that sweetness. So we can understand that how the Lord and his associates, they were chanting day and night. So through this chanting, the hearts get purified and you experience that love of God. This was the secret. So there are many such pastimes. So we would just talk on one. I'm sure in the subsequent classes, Sundays, there will be many devotees speaking on more important topics, advanced topics. So when he was a small child, this is very significant pastime for us to understand, that how the Lord would reciprocate with his devotees, the way it was in Vrindavan. So as a small child, once, he was quite young, maybe one and a half, 2 year old boy, staying in Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi's house. He'll be wandering here and there. One day, one Brahman appeared. Now, this was a very special Brahman. He'll be just wandering. And he had Shaligram and Bal Gopal around his neck in a cloth bag. So when he came, Jagannath Mishra greeted him. He washed his feet. He gave him facility to take bath. And after taking bath, he asked him, where have you come from? So he said that, well, I am wandering in the forest. Wherever my mind takes me, I go there and that place becomes my resting place. And this is Shaligram and this is Bal Gopal. I worship them. So Jagannath Mishra thinks, oh, this is some very special. He's a very special Brahman. He just goes wherever the mind takes him. He's totally dependent. So we are very blessed that you have come here. So please, you can make bhoga. So Sachi Mata and they spread cow dung. They arrange for facilities in the kitchen for him to prepare bhoga. So he prepared bhoga, grains, rice. He kept Bal Gopal and Shaligram and he did his meditation. My Lord, please accept. And Nimai was there somewhere. When someone is calling out to him, please, my Lord, please come. Take this bhoga. So he came. And this Brahmana is absorbed, meditating. And when he opened his eyes, he saw Nimai as put. And no one knew that. Nimai is just an ordinary child. He put his hand, the plate of grains, and put it in his mouth. And the Brahman opened his eyes. He saw, he started crying out loudly. Oh God, everything is spoiled. So when he cried out, Jagannath Mishra came. So he's, oh, my son, he ran after him with a stick to beat him. So this Brahmana ran after him. What are you doing? He's a small child. What does he know about what is correct and what is not correct? He doesn't have the discrimination power. You forget it. Actually, I don't think, you know, I had to prepare. I can just take some fruits and there is no need for me. Everything happens by the will of providence. The Lord doesn't want me to take grace. No, no, you have come here and how can we dissatisfy you? You are a brahmana. No, no, we'll take care of him. Again, they set the kitchen. They cleaned up everything. It said, please, you go ahead and we will see that. And what they did with Nimai? They took him to the neighbor's house. And Nimai was with the ladies there in neighbor's house. And there, the lady started asking, what type of a boy you are, you know? You go and just put your hand on the table. You don't know who is this brahmana, where he has come from. You are a brahmana. But you know, there are different levels, brahmana. Are you not bothered about the caste? So he said, he called me and I went, what is wrong in that? So these ladies, they thought this is just a child, you know, he's just talking. But how can he do that? Well, you can. So he said that, well, I am a coward boy and always I take grains from brahmanas. I take from them. This is a child blabbering, you know, things and all. They just affectionately embraced him, kissed him, and they started talking to each other. And second time, there is bell ringing now in Jagannath Mishra's house. So he was offering, and Nimai said, my God, he's calling me. And these ladies are here. So, of course, the Lord can do anything. So these ladies were engrossed in their talking. He left, he went back. Again, same thing. This brahmana is meditating. My Lord, please accept this. Please accept this offering. And when he opens his eyes, Nimai again. And his mouth, oh my God, this time so he screams loudly. What is this happening? So Jagannath Mishra this time becomes very angry. He said, what type of a son, you know? I didn't know that in my house a thief is here, you know. Actually, what he meant, he didn't know what he meant. Really, Lord is a thief. He's a thief who can capture everyone's heart. He's also called Makanchur. So when he again started chasing him and wanted to beat him, all the other neighbors and relatives, he said, you are a pandit, you know, this doesn't suit you. You're running after a child and you're going to beat him and all. What will people see? What will they say? So, but what can I do? See what he has done. So he came back with his head in his hands. He sat down depressed. So that time this brahmana, he said, why are you feeling depressed? Why, you know, what is wrong in that? It's okay, you know, it's already midnight now. You just give me, if there is fruits, because when I'm wandering in the forest, I just take roots and some fruits and all. It's not that always I get grains. So you give me this and everything is. So when you're saying like that, Jagannath Mishra's elder son appeared. Now he was so effulgent when he entered. So this brahmana got attracted to this son. So he asked, who is this? So Jagannath Mishra said, this is my elder son. His name is Vishwaroop. Oh, you are so fortunate. It's so glorious. You have a son like Vishwaroop. So when Vishwaroop heard this, he said, no, no, no. You are so glorious. You have come to our house. The purpose why you come here is only to liberate conditioned souls like us. And you would never be dissatisfied or neither will cause dissatisfaction to others. So please don't dissatisfy us. My brother is very mischievous. He does like this. Please forgive him. I apologize. But please prepare again. So what's wrong? You know, it's already midnight. I already did twice. Why should I? I don't need anything. You just give me fruits and some roots and herbs. So Vishwaroop kept on saying that, no. So Vishwaroop's nectarian words, you know, it was so sweet. This brahmana could not resist. He said, all right. Okay, again, third time. The cow dung was all spread and all the paraphernalia was brought, all the, you know, vegetable, all the grains and everything was bought. But this time, Jagannath Mishra was extra careful to see that. Nima had ran away and had gone inside the room, and Jagannath Mishra said, lock the door from inside and I will lock from outside. And there were ladies inside, everything locked. And he told Brahmana, now please go ahead. Nothing will happen. Nima is in. Nima is peacefully sleeping. Everyone said, yes, everything. So this Brahmana again prepared. And then again, he was offering and he's calling out. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanitaya Cha, Jagaditaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namah. Ringing the bell. So Nima inside, he's calling me. Now I had to go. But how will I go? But these people are all sitting awake, they are all guarding. Of course, the door is locked or not locked, you know, the Lord can do anything. But then, they were all awake, they're all guarding. Jagannath Mishra is guarding from outside. So he called his assistant, he called his one of them, many servants the Lord has. So one of the servant is, you know, who is the servant? The Lord serves the Lord. He called Nidra Devi. So Nidra Devi appeared. And just by her, even just a shadow influence, all the people who were there around, they went into deep sleep. And Nimai appeared out. And this Brahmana is offering again, please, my Lord, please accept this bhoga, please. And this time, when he opens his eyes, he sees again the hand is in the grains. And again, he's putting the mouth. This time, he starts crying, howling, screaming. What is this? So he said, what wrong did I do? Every time you called me, I came and accepted. Still, you're not happy? So he was wondering, what are you talking about? So then, he showed him special rupa, a form which is called 800 forms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here in this world, it is not that he showed everyone his original form. Very few people he showed, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, very few people. Otherwise, he was behaving like an ordinary person, devotee. So this small child to this Brahmana, he revealed his form of 800 forms. One, four hands were the Chaturbhuja form. Shankha, Chakra, Padma and Gadha, four hands. And the two hands, he was playing the flute. And the other two hands, he was carrying yogurt and some food stuff in his hand and he was eating from the right hand like this. And this Brahmana sees this form. What must happen to him? He saw this form. Of course, many things, the details are there, that what he saw along with that. He saw Surabhi cow, he saw peacock feather, he saw Jamuna. He saw so many things. He went unconscious. He fell down. So Nimai went and touched him. He came back to consciousness. Again he saw. Again he went back into unconsciousness. So that time, third time again he touched him. Again he came back. So that time he told him, look, I have come here with a special mission. I am going to establish Sankirtan movement here. I will spread this chanting of the holy names everywhere. Villages, countries, towns. But you are not going to tell this to anyone. If you tell this to anyone, you will die. So he said that. So that form disappeared. Nimai again, just running. He went away. Now what must be the state of this Brahmana? Now he lifted up that bhoga, the prasad, mahaprasad. He didn't know what to do. He was crying. He was rolling on the ground. Sometimes he was laughing. Sometimes he was screaming. Sometimes he was dancing. He took away all the grains and started applying on his body. Crazy, craziness. So when he was doing this, obviously there was commotion. And Nidra Devi's influence had gone. So Jagannath Mishra came. So yes, so was it. I think, oh yes, yes, everything was all right. Perfect. This time there was no problem. But why all these grains are all lying here? Oh, no, no, everything is okay. Everything is perfect. Then he was thinking to himself, my God, this, he doesn't know that it's the Lord who is there in his house. I should tell him. Should I tell him? I should tell him. Then he'll remember. But he said that if you tell him, you will die. Of course, Nimai, in that form, he also tells the Brahmana, you may have forgotten. He tells Brahmana that you have been my eternal associate. Even 5,000 years back, when I was in Nanda Maharaj's house, you had come that time also. And the same pastime was done that time. You had come to offer and I had, but you have forgotten, so you are the same. So he assures him and he says, now you don't tell anyone. So this way he, Jagannath Mishra, doesn't know. Even if he tell him, he would not believe it. So this Brahmana, he leaves and goes away in Navdeep. But every day he will make it a point to come to just take darshan of this baby, because he knew that it's not an ordinary child. He'll just take darshan, but he'll not tell anyone, because he knew that he has come with a special mission, and that is Sankirtan, Sankirtan moment. So this is how the Lord, when he appeared, he reciprocated, even 500 years back, his loving relationship with, like one of them was with this Brahmana. There are many such sweet, loving exchanges, reciprocation, beyond our understanding, pure love, very pure. There is no selfishness, just like what is there in Golok Vrindavan. Pure, ever increasing, as it is said, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavadu Jivanam, Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam. Shri Krishna Sanki. Glories, all glories to Sankirtan. Why? It gives us that happiness, that joy, and what type of joy it is, it goes on increasing more and more. Ambudhi Vardhanam. So this is the opportunity he has left behind for all of us. This is the objective of this temple. The whole purpose of this temple is to give that. He also appeared just like an ordinary person, just like how a mother teaches a small child. He acted as if, like a mother holds the hand of a child and makes him write, so the Lord also acted as if, but he showed what is bhakti, how bhakti should be performed. So this is the greatness of this avatar, Vishwambhar, Gaurang Mahaprabhu, Nimai. So Nityananda Prabhu himself had prophesied that in the future there will be a person who will come in this material world. This is said by Lord Nityananda, that he will propagate this Sankirtan movement, and this will be in all villages, towns, cities, countries, continents. He will be the Senapati. So was that? So it was already predicted that he will be coming, and in this short time, he was here, once he left this country in 1965, in 12 years, he established this. His whole purpose of going there was to establish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. This is the whole purpose. So Srila Prabhupada is the one who established temples, and the mission of this temple also is same, that there is an opportunity for us to purify our consciousness and experience. Sankirtan is very misunderstood. Once it so happened that we had to meet one very powerful politician. We needed his some approval, some sanction. We needed his permission. So when he heard about it, he was very critical about us. What do you people do? And it's true, if anyone comes to the temple, what do we do? You're dancing, jumping. Bolte, you are just dancing and jumping. What do you do? Now, this is Sankirtan. What do you do? Means, do you do any welfare work? The humanity. Do you do any welfare work or you just keep on chanting? Actually, Sankirtan is the topmost welfare work to human beings. I mean, this is... But we see you people chanting on the street and the airports and just jumping. Where do we see? What welfare work do you do? So Prabhupada gives an example to understand that how this is the greatest welfare work. He said that a person who is drowning, and you go and save him. How do you save him? You save his coat. And you tell, I have saved him. But what has happened to the person? He has drowned. So this welfare work, when you chant, how it is causing welfare, very difficult to understand. Just like medicine when it is taken, do you understand how the medicine works? Once it goes inside your stomach, it acts, but you see the effect. Similarly, this sound vibration, Harinam Sankirtan, when it is chanted, people hear, it goes right to the soul, it purifies them. Not welfare work, we're talking about only taking care of this body. It is not that we don't do it. We have welfare work. We are doing. Right now there is CAM going on. Eye operation being done free. There are many other work going on. We have Food for Life going on. This is also welfare work to the body. Lakhs and lakhs of people are, children are given food. But how do we understand this, that this is greatest welfare work? Because he says, this is to the soul. So what is the use of going and saving the guru, but the soul is drowning? So we may not understand. What do you mean by drowning? Yeah, we don't know. Our human life is so precious. After so many, 84 lakh species, we have got this. Now what will happen at the time of death? We don't know. Do you know what will happen at the time of death? If you're not prepared, the soul will be washed away in the ocean of birth and death. We don't know where it will go. We don't know. It's an ocean. Ocean of birth and death, and it's lost. We don't know where it has gone. So what type of welfare work you have done? This is how Prabhupada would teach. Of course, there are many stories where once a lieutenant police, he came, approached Prabhupada, and he said that, I have seen that many of the people who have joined your movement, they were drug addicts and they were into all sinful activities. They have changed. So I think you have something. Can you do something about the crime rate going on in Chicago? You know, there's so much crimes. So Prabhupada said, very simple. You just give us the facility, we'll do it. So what facility? You just give us some place where we can do Harinam Sankirtan. And you give us a place where we can freely distribute prasad. So obviously the lieutenant was not convinced about it. No, I don't think this will be possible. You know, I'll have to go and talk to my... So this was Prabhupada's faith. That you just do Harinam and this, everything will come down. Actually, yesterday I met one person. This is just yesterday evening. Now this person, an elderly person, he had a crisis in his life. He came to know that he has got blood cancer. Now once he came to know, he went to a doctor. On time it was diagnosed. He was treated. For 2 months he was on treatment. And he came back. Doctor said, you are cured. So now he is feeling, how great are doctors? See, that is why I'm telling you. You are telling me. If between doctors and if God is there, I will tell God, you please wait. Let the doctor treat me. Why? Because he felt that he had cancer and the doctor timely diagnosed. He gave him medicine. He's gone. So, but he doesn't understand that this is gone, but very soon there will be. What can you do for that? So this is how people think that welfare work means only this is a welfare work, taking care of this. Real welfare work is how to help the soul develop, how to help the soul develop its real consciousness. And this is how in this Sankirtan, that real ecstasy, love which is there in our heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give this. So this is how, of course, a lot of misunderstandings in your Harinam Sankirtan means, but it is very valuable. We'll not understand how it's acting, I'm sure. We already have been affected. Just a question of time. Go on doing it, and there will be result. Of course, we can't go on chanting. It is, it's not that, is it Harinam Sankirtan is the only one thing? So does it mean that you go and sit at one place and go on doing Harinam? It's very few people can do that. Haridas Thakur is to do that. If you try to imitate that, you will. It's not possible. So Prabhupada has recommended that we should chant for 2 hours, 16 rounds. So what do we do the rest of the time? What should we do? This is real practical application. So we chant 16 rounds and the rest of the time we work for Krishna. That is not different from Sankirtan. Now do you understand that? How do we work? It is said, Pranir Arthir Dhya Vacha. Pranir means life. Arthir means money. Dhya means intelligence. Vacha means your words. Can you give your life to Krishna? Very easy to speak. You can't give. Of course, there are very few people who can give their life to Krishna. They dedicate their life. They don't have any other distractions in life. They would give it. So Prabhupada said that at least give your words. Words means also book distribution. So you can help in book distribution. This is vacha. Or you can speak yourself, whatever you have heard in your own capacity, you talk to others. This is also Sankirtan. If not that, if you want to do something more, of course there is intelligence. Everyone needs intelligence. There is wide scope for devotional service. How much scope is there for devotional service? If you want to do devotional service, you want to do seva, how much scope is there? How much is there? Is it something, abhi kuch seva nahi hai, sab khatam ho gaya seva. Aapko line mein khada rehna padega. Aisa hai seva? So much scope is there. Unlimited scope. You can use your intelligence to organizing things. Maybe Ratiyatra. You do that. You do this. You do this. There are some devotees who are in touch with the corporation, someone in the government, someone go to the RTO. Is it not Sankirtan? Everything is done to glorify, to assist people to do Sankirtan. So using intelligence, there is a Prerna festival, there is self-development, character development, indirect way of, some or the other. So that is your intelligence. You're using your intelligence. So everyone can be accommodated. If you can sing, sing for Krishna. You can paint, paint for Krishna. There is so much cultural variegatedness, dance, music, drama. Everyone has scope to engage himself in service under proper guidance and association. Just by doing that activity, you are doing Sankirtan. Because you can't be doing Harinam whole day. And not only that, if you are a householder, you should be working, you have to maintain your family, you have to earn. But then it is said, the next thing comes is Arthir. Now see, Arthir is very close to Pranir. After Pranir comes Arthir. So that means money is very close to. Very difficult to give up. I will give my words, I will give my intelligence, but don't ask my money. Money is mine, it is mine. But this is a very important way of connecting to Krishna. When charity is done, we are getting connected. We also engage others in connecting to Krishna. Of course, there is expenditure needed for maintaining the temple. There are so many other things, and we go out. And you're connecting that person in Arthir. He would not know how the money. Of course, people have doubts about whether I am, what money I am giving, whether it goes to the right place, is it properly used. That there are proper authorized bodies who take care, see that the money goes. Now this is also Sankirtan. Sankirtan, you are doing Sankirtan, you are getting connected. And the last one is you give your life. Your body, mind and soul, you are offering it to the Lord. So this is, charity is based on vacha. Because you read, you understand, you develop your intelligence, then you think, yes, I should give. So everything is connected to vacha. It starts from vacha. So the vacha begins from Sankirtan, hearing the holy name. This is what happened during Prabhupada's time. In the beginning, it was just Sankirtan. Just go out on the street and do Harinam. Everyone doing Harinam, Harinam. And some people will join. What is this Harinam? What is, oh, it's nice. And they come, and then they come to the temple. And after they come to the temple, what else? What else? Now you have to do this, and then do this, and then do this. And then they dedicate their life. This is what happened during Prabhupada's time. See the power of Sankirtan. There are many stories like how it affected people. So this is Sankirtan. This is the practical application. So the festival is coming up. There will be several Sundays. This topic will be discussed about the greatness of this Audharya Bhav, not the Aishwarya Bhav, far beyond Aishwarya, who is freely being distributed. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said that I have many fruits to distribute. There are trillions of fruits and I want to distribute. So I need many more people to help me to distribute. Come and assist. So we can pray on this day, I mean this festival mood, that we have so many anarthas in our heart. Let my Lord please remove all these desires. Purify me. Let me be an instrument in this big moment where so many services are going on. I can be also connected. I can also do something. So in this way, if we do, the Lord's mercy will definitely touch us and we'll become pure. And what we'll experience in that purity is something very, very difficult to understand. Just a few days back, there was one discussion in our hospital. Kalakanta Prabhu came. Gauranga Prabhu and Kalakanta Prabhu, they were discussing and we were all listening. So Gauranga Prabhu said that, what are the different causes of regret in life? You can ask yourself. What are the experiences you had in your life where you regret? Of course, this is, Yudhishthira is asking Arjuna when Arjuna is coming, you know. You know, Arjuna is in a very regret. And what is the regret, Arjuna? Krishna has. So Yudhishthira is asking him, what happened to you? Is something wrong with your health? So this is a regret for you? Is it losing health is a regret, isn't it? So many things, some insult, some loss of wealth. So several regret. There are so many regret in our life. You can recollect. What is something which I regret? My life I regret. So Kalakanta Prabhu, after he spoke, he said, very nicely he said that ultimately the cause of all regret is our attachment. So how do we become detached to something we are attached? Something which attached is the cause of all misery. So how do we become detached? So he said you can become detached only you become when you become very satisfied in life. Are you all satisfied in life? So when you become satisfied, when you are really happy, you are content. How does that happen? When you develop attachment for something higher. When there is something higher, naturally there is detachment. So when there is attachment there, you are happy, then all the so-called regret in this life will not disturb you at all. This is the difference. So this is Harinam Sankirtan. Attachment to the holy name, developing more and more and more purification, developing detachment, and there is no regret in life. Even if someone uses very harsh words, someone insults us, how it hurts us, painful. But you are so happy. The person who is very happy, does it affect him? You can try this. If you're happy, I'm sure when you're traveling in the train and you're very happy, please, and someone steps on your toe. How do you experience? Do you retaliate? Oh, theek hai Prabhuji. Okay, okay. This is an example because you are satisfied, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, theek hai kuch. And if you are not, if you are stressed, you know, it is stressed, you need little tang. It just snaps. So Kali Yuga is the age where people are all stressed. Everyone is stressed. Just you need little provocation. Thak. And there is little problems can cause such big disaster. Relationship can break like anything. So to be very content is what Harinam Sankirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that avatar, avatari, that golden avatar, he came to give us. He wanted to give us the topmost thing. That Madhurya Bhav, that sweetness which Krishna gave 5,000 years. But then Krishna never freely distributed. He said, Sarva Dharma Parityaj. You first surrender. And here is the Lord coming. Is he coming? He's running after people. People are running away. No. People are holding their fists, opening the fist. No, take it. Opening the fist, giving it, handing, forcefully giving, forcefully. Those who don't want, still giving. This is so special about this avatar. So we sang that bhajan. This is from Lochan Das Thakur. We, Parama Karuna, Paudhui Jana, Ithai Gaurachandra, Sabha Avatara, Sara Shiromani, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Just imagine how merciful he is. He is making it so easy, so practical, and also making it joyful. Joyful. Dancing, chanting, dancing, and feasting. One time, Prabhupada was asked this question by someone who came. He was in a very challenging mood. He said, Prabhupada, what if at the time of death, you come to know there is nothing like Krishna. Kuch nahi tha. Krishna jaisa kuch hai hi nahi. Kuch nahi hai. What will happen if you come to? Because he didn't have faith. So yes, Prabhupada. Now you're doing all these things, God, this, but suppose it's not there. I don't know, there's nothing. So what did Prabhupada answer? Prabhupada said, so what? So what if he's not there? We had a nice time. What about nice time? I mean, you all know what nice time. Huh? I mean, all of that. What to speak about? Everything's so nice. Nice meeting nice people, talking, socializing, prasad, dance, music, kirtan, good quality of life. So many things you can go on. Yatras and this and we see so many things. We had a nice time. We had a nice time. So what is there to regret? But then he looked at him. What will happen to you if Krishna is there? You know that dialogue is there from that famous film, Tera Kya Hoga? I don't know. Ab Tera Kya Hoga? So this is a risk. Actually, human life, we are gambling with our life. We think that it's a gamble. We think that kuch nahi hai, kya hai, who has seen, kisne dekha hai, kya hota hai, future. Just hook or crook, beg, borrow, steal, who has seen, just enjoy. First of all, you cannot enjoy. Because happiness is not dependent on external things. It is not dependent on material possession, not the things of this world. If it was true, then the richest man should be the most happiest person in this world. Isn't it? Because he has everything what he wants, but he should be happy. The most unhappy person is... I remember one of the multi-millionaire. He was very honest. He confessed. He said, you know this wealth? What is this wealth like? This wealth is just like, you know, surrounded by seawater all around. I'm very thirsty, but I'm surrounded by... salty water, seawater, sub seawater. He is saying, he's a millionaire, he's confessing. He's saying that. So that means it is not that happiness is in that. Of course, there's one more thing which I have repeated, I mean, said in the past. There was a TV interview, and millions of people are watching. This was the second, third, or whatever, richest man in the world. And he's been interviewed, and everyone is watching. They're asking him, you are the richest man. You have got all this five-star, your yacht, this, that, and all this. You have everything anyone would dream of, isn't it? Yes, he said, richest. Yes, yeah, I have everything. What if the Lord, God comes in front of you? What will you ask him? Everyone was watching. You know, millions of people are watching. What is he saying? He became very sober. And you know what he said? I would ask God for little happiness. So that means he didn't even have little happiness, you know. He didn't ask for, I want happiness. He said, little happiness. Even that little happiness is something which is, because what our activities, if it is not connected to Krishna, it will never give us satisfaction. This is what is all relationships, if there is no Krishna, just a question of time, it will not last long, it will break. So only relationship is where there is Krishna in the center and everything is centered on Krishna, that relationship just thrives, it grows up. As His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was saying in this time during his Vyas Puja offering, he said how he has seen that relationship, because he was not, people were not happy with him, what he was doing, but that same relationship, just because he had kept always Krishna in the center, that relationship has blossomed now. It is more sweeter than what it was 20 years back. His relationship with people who had met, not met. So this is the difference of that sweetness. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing in all his pastimes, keeping Krishna in the center. So that is what is Kevala Ananda Kanta. So Vedic literature, there is so much. Recently, I heard one film star, very, of course, topmost star is. So he is saying that if I get a chance, I will make a movie on Mahabharata. So what is his reason? He is saying Harry Potter, wo sab, he's kuch nahi hai Mahabharata ke samne. And he is not from Hindu faith. He's not from, he's taken birth in another faith. And he's a very topmost film star. You know, he's doing very, very good actor. No prizes for any guesses. So he is saying that Mahabharata, so even if we talk about, you know, adventure and politics and romance and this, everything is there. Kevala Ananda Kanda means everything is there. There is no need of any entertainment also. Now he is saying, he is a materialistic person. He is saying this can be a blockbuster. He said, I'll have to do some research on this. It will take many years. But in Mahabharata, there is everything. There is relationship, there is politics, there is adventure, there is romance, there is this Harry Potter, which is so, he said Harry Potter, which is so popular among, you know, people, kuch nahi hai, nothing. So this is what is Vedic culture available, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Everything can be done. So what is the result of, so we have a nice example, some people who have practiced it, and they have shown it that what exactly happens when you are Krishna conscious, how you are blissful in the most miserable situation in life. Very difficult for us to understand. Our own brahmachari, one was here. He was faced with a very difficult thing in his life. He developed cancer, very young, 31-year-old. Of course, his name was Thoka Krishna Prabhu. Miserably painful. In that state, whenever you go, he will be smiling. And not only that, there was one stage, he was in the hospital, he became very critical. And he was in the hospital. He could have easily said, I will go to the ICU. He told that, now I don't want anything. 31-year-old, just married, 6-month-old baby. He said, I don't want anything now. Take me to the temple. So he was brought to the temple. Now just listen. When he was asked, he was here. So when he was asked that, people were interacting with him. So one time he told his spiritual master, I don't deserve this. So when he said, I don't deserve this, means what will you think? What will you think when he said, I don't deserve this, means what will be your understanding? I don't deserve this disease. Why I had to go through? What did I do? What wrong did I do this? Why I had to suffer? You know, why Krishna is doing? You know what he said? Maharaj, I don't know. I don't deserve this. I got so much opportunity to serve. I got Prabhupada's mercy. I got the holy name. I got this. I could do this. I could do this. I don't deserve it. So imagine, that is Krishna consciousness, you know, real Krishna consciousness, where a person is fully grateful. So in that grateful heart, where is the question about any complaint? It's just gratitude. So in this way, so we have an opportunity to perfect our life. So this is the objective of this temple. Similarly, it is objective of all other ISKCON temples all over the world. Prabhupada has left behind this for us to carry on what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established 500 years back. And it is being carried forward by Prabhupada's followers and grand followers. The mission is only one. Purify your consciousness. Experience that sweetness, that relationship with Krishna. In the association of devotees, developing sweet relationship. And this way also help others. And in our own capacity, help this mission where there is so much scope for devotional service. So much scope. You can't say that, no, I am useless, you know, I can't do anything, you know. That is nonsense. You know, no one can say that, you know, he is useless. That is why it is said that humility means not to think less of oneself, but to think less of yourself. You understand? Humility means not to think that, oh, I can't do anything. And not to think that I am the one who is doing, I am doing. So that is real humility. So we have all opportunity. Everyone has his own skills, God-given gift, capacities, this, to do so much seva. By doing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just waiting to touch upon and give that sweetness which Krishna wanted to give. So he came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So very soon we will be celebrating Gaur Purnima. So before that, there will be many such classes for us to understand the value of Harinam, Sankirtan, Holy Name, Book Distribution, Devotee Sangh, Vaishnav Seva. So I thank all of you very much for your attentive hearing. चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय गौर पुण्य महामहोत्सव की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण